It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson, and joining me today on the phone, as he always does once a week, I've got Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center. And, you know, we haven't had a lot of activity down here. There's been some up in the mountains, but, man, it has just been cold. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about what you can expect as you're headed out this weekend. Big three-day weekend, so we know that there are going to be people out there looking to recreate and have a good and safe time. Brett, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing well. I'm a little cold this morning, but we'll get through it.
Yeah, we were talking about that before we came on the air. I mean, you said that you had stations that were registering in like the 5 below, 6 below range.
Yeah, sub-zero temperatures up in some of those mountain locations. So it's been a really cold night last. Would have been Wednesday night. Would have been the coldest night, I guess, frigid. We did pick up some snow with this last storm that moved through and brought that cold air, anywhere from 4 to 8 inches. It wasn't a huge snow producer, but we did get a little shot of snow out of that, so it'll refresh the conditions for the weekend. And we didn't see a whole lot of increase in avalanche danger up there. There wasn't really much activity, not a whole lot of new snow, and there was a little bit of wind involved with it, but give it a few days since the storm, and things are pretty stable out there now.
I have to back up for just a sec. I find it funny that, you know, when you said 4 to 8 inches was just not a lot of, not too much snow up there, and I'm thinking if that came down here, we'd be in a lot of trouble.
it's all about perspective, isn't it, Dave?
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. So you said the weekend's looking pretty good, going to be pretty good conditions to get out and have some fun in this long three-day weekend, right?
Yeah. So, you know, I don't think it's going to be all-time epic riding conditions up there, but it's going to be good. Anytime we get fresh snow, obviously, freshens up the conditions. And the nice thing is that we're not dealing with a whole lot of avalanche danger. So people are going to be able to go up there and recreate safely and not be real scared about triggering some large avalanche that's going to come down and injure or bury or kill them. What I'm recommending is just people follow the normal, safe backcountry protocols. And that's, if you are getting onto steeper terrain, only put one person onto a steep slope at a time. This means if there's an odd chance that you do trigger something, that only one person is caught at a time. And not only just putting one person on a steep slope at a time, but don't regroup at the bottom of steep slopes either. So if something were to avalanche, then your whole group's not right at the bottom of the avalanche path where the debris is going to overrun them. So that's kind of simple, basic backcountry safe protocol. One person on a steep slope at a time, and don't regroup at the bottom of avalanche paths. The other thing that folks should keep in mind is that if they are going out and getting into steeper terrain, and it's not a bad time to do this right now because we do have a fairly low avalanche danger. So you can get onto some of those steeper slopes. You know, we don't like to talk about, always just stay away from the steep slopes. We try to give you information to let you know when it's okay to get onto some of that stuff, and it is pretty relatively safe right now. But if you are getting into that terrain, be sure to be carrying all the proper gear, and that includes avalanche beacon, an avalanche shovel, and avalanche probe. Everyone in your group should carry that stuff. That's just basic safety gear, and they need to know how to use it as well. And this stuff's not super intuitive, so you need to practice with that gear as well. So anyway, to circle around here, we got pretty stable avalanche conditions through the weekend, and if folks follow safe protocol, and carry the proper gear, they're going to have a great weekend out there.
Most definitely. And, you know, the weather's going to cooperate, it looks like, a little bit. And we've got sunny skies in the forecast. Doesn't mean that it's going to be warm, but it means we'll have sunny skies. And, yeah, that's the most important thing that we need to let people know, too, right? And that's the point of all this, is if you're going to go out, have fun, but be safe and do it the right way. That's what these are all about, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. And that reminds me that when you are getting out in the backcountry, we've got the Avalanche Center forecast. Good resource for people to check. Those forecasts are updated every day by about 7 o'clock. So that'll give you information about the current avalanche danger, and it'll give you some information about what kind of weather to expect up there in the high country. Those weather forecasts in the daily avalanche forecast are specific to the mountain weather. So that's something that you don't there's not a lot of resources that have specific mountain weather forecast in them. So that's another good reason to check that daily avalanche forecast. UtahAvalancheCenter.org is the website. Search for the Manti Skyline for that forecast. And again, it's updated by about 7 o'clock each morning.
And once again, you'll be joining us next week. Now, it looks like the projections are showing we may have a storm come through. So we could be talking a totally different story next week for next weekend, right?
Yeah, that's it. You know, it looks like there's some pretty juicy storms lining up, and the pattern looks fairly active through the next couple of weeks. I'm not sure how this first storm is going to shake out. It's still a little ways out, of course, so things can obviously change. But yeah, there's a chance the storm's coming up, and you know, that brings up a good point, Dave. The avalanche conditions are pretty low right now. They are subject to change, and the weather is really the architect of these avalanche conditions. So again, it's important for folks to check that daily forecast to see if we have a change in the avalanche conditions. For the most part, as we roll into spring, we're dealing with more storm snow instabilities, and these instabilities, they spike during the storms, and then they generally stabilize pretty rapidly within a day or so after the storm. So it's a little bit easier situation to deal with compared to some of the stuff we were dealing with earlier in the season. But anyway, yeah, it looks like some weather coming, and folks should definitely pay attention to the conditions if they're going to be heading up into the mountains.
All right, and we'll talk about that next week when we give you a call once again. Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We appreciate it.
Hey, you bet. This is awesome, Dave. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.